is the time when I went to Norway, because mostly we need to use English properly, yeah, and we should use the English for every day, every time, then it can practice our English much better.
And why did you go to Norway?
Because for the international camp. Yes, which is organized by Hong Kong Girl Guides Association.
And you wanted to go there to improve your English or just whole person development?
A whole person development, not just only English.
In fact, you listed one of your hobbies as camping.
Yeah.
So is English used much in the organization or what you do when you work with people from other backgrounds?
Probably it's not much that we use English, but for my unit, that some children which just come from international schools, so probably we need to use English to communicate with them.
What about like the manuals, emergency manuals and things like that for camping, and maybe some of the technical terms?
Yes, there are some technical terms is from English, so sometimes we seldom use it, but when we communicate, we will try to use it, yeah.
Sounds interesting. Okay, so what about reading? Do you have any memorable reading experiences in English?
Yes, maybe in recent time, I read the book which is called The Power of Snow. It's quite interesting for me to know about the time, how we use the time. So it makes me feel happy when I started this book.
And did you learn some new vocab from that book?
I just started it first, so probably not. Yeah.
And what about some other books? Do you have any memorable experiences with other books, good or bad?
I can't remember it.
What about when you were in secondary school? Did you have to do any reading then?
Yes, it's a book called A Boy Who Danced Ballet. Should be Billy. I can't remember the whole.
Elliot.
Yeah. It's that book. Yeah.
And what about now in your degree studies? Because you're doing social science. So, is there much material in English?
Yes, a whole material really is English, and the PowerPoint and the lecture slides, which is all are organized by English.
So for you these days, what's the most important aspect of English? Is it to speak, to listen, to write, to read?
I think it's whole development, not just only specific for one area.